Section 2, the inside secrets of writing powerful advertising copy. Chapter 8, power preparation. How this key ingredient can dramatically improve your leads, sales, and profits. If you aren't getting the response you want, there's a strong chance your advertising suffers from misdirection. You're either failing to reach the right people, or you're reaching the right people, but with the wrong message. The results you get from misdirection are both costly and disastrous. Here's proof. Just take a look at your mail from last week. How many letters did you receive trying to sell you something you had either marginal or no interest in? How many pieces seemed to have a product you could benefit from, but didn't manage to motivate you to respond? I rest my case. Misdirection, pure and simple. And I'd wager that most of your marketing generates a similar response. Never fear. In this chapter, I'm going to show you precisely how to correct this crucial problem and start pulling the kind of response you're really after. By the time we're done, you'll have everything you need to get your marketing on the road to increase profits. What causes misdirection? The ugly truth. I'm going to be blunt about what causes misdirection. It's usually sloth or pride. When you don't understand who really makes up your market, it's because you just haven't done your homework. When you send the right market the wrong message, it's because you've let your ego get in the way. Instead of finding out from your market what motivators work the best, you've assumed that in your infinite marketing wisdom, you already know what your customers need. Fatal vision. Look, you're not alone. Nobody likes to do research. And few of us quote-unquote experts like to admit that we don't know at all. But I assure you, unless you're extremely lucky, the consequences of not doing this critical front-end work are poor response and lukewarm sales. Bob Bly shows you how to increase your results through power preparation. To help me show you how to lay the foundation for writing powerful copy, I've asked one of my colleagues for his expert advice. Bob Bly is one of the finest copywriters in the country. He's written powerful sales copy for hundreds of satisfied clients. He's also the author of some of the most popular and usable books around on advertising. Here's what Bob Bly has to say about power preparation. Before you write copy, study the product, its features, benefits, past performance, applications, and market. Digging for the facts will pay off because in advertising, specifics count. When you have a file full of facts at your fingertips, writing good copy is easy. You simply select the most relevant facts and describe them in clear, concise, direct fashion. But when copywriters don't bother to dig for facts, they fall back on fancy phrases and puffed-up expressions to fill the empty space on the page. The words sound nice, but they don't sell because the copy doesn't inform. Step-by-step techniques for power preparation. These are the steps that Bob Bly and I use to make sure we have all of the critical details we need to write truly effective copy. 1. Get all published material related to the product. This includes, but isn't limited to, ads, sales letters, brochures, publicity material, articles, technical papers, memos, marketing plans, and competitors' marketing materials. 2. Ask these questions about the target market. Who will buy your product or service? What is the customer's main concern? Price, delivery, performance, service, reliability, quality, efficiency? How does the buyer see him or herself? What roles does the product help the buyer achieve or recognize achievement of? What motivates the prospect to buy? Where do your prospects live? What is their age range, education, income? How much do they already know about this type of product, or yours in particular? 3. Ask these questions about the product. What are its features? What are its benefits? Which benefit is most important to the target market? What are the strongest selling points? What vital problems does it solve? What important goals does it help achieve? How effective is it? How economical is it? What sizes and models does it come in? What are all the different ways it can be used? Is it guaranteed? What do customers, vendors, and distributors say about it? 4, what's the purpose of the copy? Do you want to generate leads, generate sales, qualify prospects, answer inquiries, follow up on some other marketing? 5, build an exhaustive facts, figures list. Use the information you've gathered in the previous steps to list every possible fact or feature of the product. Don't discriminate here. Treat it like brainstorming. Put in too much. Your goal is to get down in writing every possible scrap and detail that you can. 6, build a comprehensive benefits list. Go through your facts feature list and create a corresponding benefit for each fact feature. The vast majority of facts features will have a corresponding benefit, although a few may not. What's the difference between a fact feature and a benefit? Simple. A fact feature is something the product does, while a benefit is something it does for you. Here are a few examples. Fact feature. Deluxe auto washer reduces water use. Benefit. Buyer saves money. Fact feature. Wash, wax, and rinse with the same unit. Benefit. Extremely easy and convenient to use. Saves time. Fact feature. Sturdy polished aluminum construction. Benefit. Unit will last longer, saving you money for years and years. The vital advantages you'll gain from this front-end work. Okay, so these are the crucial steps you must follow before you lift the pencil to write copy. Now, and only now, are you fully prepared to begin the task of writing truly effective sales copy. Because now you have the raw material that will inform your copy. Now you have the vital information you'll use to, 1, create an irresistible offer. 2, select the key benefits you'll stress in your headline and opening paragraph. 3, determine supporting benefits and features to highlight. 4, fuel your guarantee. 5, provide proof of your claim. 6, demonstrate solutions to the problems that plague your customers. 7, show them how to achieve important goals. 8, get them to take action now. There it is. You're now ready to do the type of preparation that can skyrocket your sales. Yes, it is a lot of hard work, but let's face it, if your copy is misdirected, vague, and flat, your sales and profits suffer. You lose money. Power preparation is the cure. The careful preparation and hard work I've outlined will result in a live, persuasive, motivating copy. And that's what it takes to consistently increase your sales and profits in today's competitive marketplace. Resource Box, Bob Bly. Bob Bly is an independent copywriter and consultant specializing in business-to-business and direct response advertising. He writes ads, brochures, direct mail packages, and sales letters for more than 100 clients nationwide. He's also the author of over 20 books, including the Copywriter's Handbook. Bob can be reached at 22 East Quackenbush Avenue, that's Quackenbush, in Dumont, Dumont, New Jersey, 07628. His office telephone number is area code 201-385-1220. Be sure to ask for your free copy of Bob Bly's Writer's Profit Catalog. Chapter 9, How to Write Powerful Sales Letters. If you've been in business for a while, you've probably seen quite a few definitions of what a good sales letter should be. And each definition was probably different from all of the others. To set the tone for this chapter, I'm going to give you my definition of a sales letter. A sales letter is a money maker or a money loser. It's that simple. To be successful in doing business through the mail, it must be the definition that you use to create your sales letter. And it must be the criteria for measuring your sales letter success. In order to be successful, your sales letter has to do a load of hard work. It has to seize your reader's attention. It has to keep your reader interested long enough to finish reading. It absolutely must persuade a skeptical audience. It has to motivate your reader to take action and take action now before it's filed into oblivion. And finally, it must show your reader precisely how to take the action you want. That's a lot to ask of a single document. But if it doesn't do all of this, your letter has failed. Because the only true measure of your letter's success is the number of leads and sales it ultimately generates. What you'll get from this chapter. This chapter will show you precisely how to plan, organize, and write sales letters that will win you more leads, more sales, and more profit. First, you'll find out what critical information you need to gather before you start writing. Then you'll discover how professional copywriters create persuasive, believable copy. Finally, you'll get a set of foolproof building blocks that will let you create forceful, money-making sales letters. Critical preparation, what you need to know before you start writing. There are two key elements that are vital to the success of any sales letter. The time you put into effectively defining these elements will directly affect how profitable your letter will be. The first key element is your audience. The specific, detailed definition of who you intend to sell to is the key to successful sales. It's also the most important element of any advertising campaign. The greatest letter, printed on the finest stock with beautiful illustrations, will surely fail if it's mailed to customers who have no use for your product or service. On the other hand, even a mediocre letter printed on cheap stock will pull some response if it's sent to people who can truly benefit by using your product or service. Your audience should be defined as precisely as possible. What you're after is the broadest category of people who have a need for your product. Often a product will have strong appeal to more than one audience. If you're fortunate enough to fall into this category, you'll need to specifically define each audience. Then you'll need to create separate sales letters to deal with the unique needs of each audience. The second key element that you must clearly define is your letter's mission. Here are the four possible missions a letter may have. 1, to get a prospect to request more information. Lead generation. 2, to get a prospect to make an appointment, with no obligation, of course. Lead generation. 3, to make a sale, either by mail or phone. Sales letter. 4, to increase store traffic, leads and sales. The first two missions require a letter designed to bring in leads and possibly pave the way for a sales call. The third mission is purely to win a sale. The fourth mission is primarily to increase sales. But since some of these people may not buy once they get to your store, they can also be considered leads. Clearly defining your mission helps determine how your letter will be written. Letters written to generate leads are generally 1 to 2 pages. A letter that's used to make a sale is usually longer. It can be 4, 8, 12 pages and more. A lead-generating letter doesn't have to say as much because you aren't asking for as large a commitment as you are with a sale. In fact, you want to avoid saying too much in a lead-generating letter. If you tell the whole story, there's no reason for your customers to request an appointment or ask for more information. A good lead-generating letter tells just enough to tantalize your prospect into action. A sales letter is usually longer because it's your only shot at getting the results you want. It must motivate, persuade, and make your customers open their wallet. That kind of a goal takes more effort and more space. One last tip. Regardless of your mission, use as much space as it takes to get the results you're after. If 3 tight paragraphs will do the trick, so be it. But if your product or service is complex or has never been marketed before, take all of the space you need to convincingly tell your story. Interest is held by meeting your customer's need for a product, not by the length of the copy. How to write money-making copy. This section won't show you how to write cute, clever, award-winning copy. That's not our purpose. Not that I have anything against winning awards. It's just that highly creative copy rarely wins sales, and I know that you'd much rather make money than earn a trophy. So for our purpose, winning more sales, we'll use a new definition of the term creative. My definition of creative copy is copy that creates sales. With our new definition firmly in place, let's find out how to write the kind of copy that will sell more of your products and services. Use short, simple, snappy sentences. They're upbeat, easy to understand, and keep the pace moving. An occasional longer sentence will give your letter more depth and a more balanced look. Use sentence fragments. They have the ring of everyday speech. One of the main advantages of a sales letter is that it's a personal medium. A letter that comes across as if you're talking to a friend uses everyday speech patterns. Write the way you speak. Use an informal conversational tone. Use simple words. Use contractions. Use slang. These give your letter warmth and make it easy to understand. Here's a trick that professional writers use. Create an imaginary prospect. Then, write as if you're having a one-to-one conversation with this person. This does wonders to make your letter really feel personalized. Pump enthusiasm into your letter, but also be sincere. Too much huff and puff comes across sounding phony. Try to keep your paragraphs to 3 or 4 sentences. This makes for easy reading. Also, breaking up a long letter into bite-sized pieces makes it appear less difficult to read. To emphasize a special point, use a one-sentence paragraph. Be clean and concise. Use as few words as it takes to clearly deliver your message. Be specific with facts and figures. 16,143 sounds much more believable than over 15,000. Use the magic word everyone loves to hear, you, and use it as often as you can. Use I instead of the company or the author. Begin sentences with and, or, but. This gives punch to your copy and helps keep the everyday feel flowing. Go easy on technical jargon and legalese. Both tend to confuse the majority of your readers, and that will get your letter tossed in the trash fast. Occasionally indent an entire paragraph. This breaks up the monotony of the same kind of text repeated over and over. A visual change of pace makes your letter appear easier to read. Use bullets, arrows, and numbers for visual impact. Use bold lettering, underlines, all capitals, italics, even handwritten margin notes to emphasize a special point. But use these techniques sparingly and effectively. For example, if too much material is underlined, nothing really stands out as special or important. The components of your successful sales letter. What makes a good sales letter? Is there a formula for creating sales letters that get results? I hear questions like these every day in my marketing consulting practice. The good news is that an effective sales letter can be broken into a series of building blocks. Not all letters make use of all the blocks, and not necessarily in the order I'll be giving you. But when you're first starting out, you can save enormous amounts of time, effort, and money by following this proven formula. Block 1, the headline. A headline in a letter? Why not? If it makes a key point, something that's certain to pull the reader into your letter, use it. The one thing a good headline must do is grab your reader's attention. The second thing it should do is give the reader a reason to read your letter. Some effective ways of doing this are: drive home an impressive benefit, make an irresistible offer, make a shocking statement, but it must relate directly to your customers. Announce a contest, use a free offer, or ask a provocative question. My personal favorite is to promise a benefit that's so valuable the reader can't resist continuing. Block two, the salutation. Remember, one of the major advantages of a sales letter is that it's a personal communication. A perfect place to take advantage of this is in the salutation. Dear baking enthusiast is personal. Dear friend isn't. Dear golfer is. Dear customer isn't. Dear preferred customer is. To be personal, your salutation should show that you've taken the time to find something special about your reader. The most personal salutation you can use is your customer's name. This can add a great deal of expense to your mailing, though. If you're selling a high-ticket item with a small group of potential customers, this technique could be worth the investment. If you decide the additional expense is worth the benefit, be sure to use a printing method where the customer's name is printed in exactly the same typeface as the rest of your letter. Letters where the names are poorly slapped in defeat your purpose. Block 3. Satisfy your customer's needs. This block is where you sink or swim, and it should always be the first block following the salutation. It's here that your reader decides whether to continue or quit reading your letter. Your job is to make sure your reader continues. To do this, you need to make a powerful statement that shows that you clearly understand and can satisfy your customer's most pressing needs. You already know what these needs are from having properly identified your audience. Now, your job is to demonstrate that you can help them achieve an important goal or solve a major problem. A good way to drive home your point is to list your reader's most agonizing problems. Then, assure them that your product or service can solve these problems, and your letter will show them precisely how. Real needs usually generate some fear or anxiety. After all, if your customer's needs aren't met, something frustrating or disappointing could happen. Don't shy away from these fears or anxieties. Many advertising professionals falsely believe that you shouldn't imply or say anything negative, but it's precisely this fear or anxiety that will make people get off the dime and do something. That's why so many people buy insurance. The fear of loss is great, and the desire to protect what you already have is extremely powerful. Whether you go with an achievement or a problem solution, start right away with your biggest, loudest gun. If you try to slowly build up to your strongest point, you may not get the chance. Good sales letters aim to hit the reader right between the eyes right away. Block 4, the benefits your customer will get. This component is the meat of your letter. In the needs block, you promise to help your customer achieve a goal or solve a problem. The benefits block fulfills your promise. You do this by showing your customers what your product or service will do for them. Benefits are different than features. Features are all about your product or company. Benefits are always about your customer. Our company has been in business for over 27 years is a feature. For over 27 years, we've helped clients save money and simplify their ordering system is a benefit. It shows your customers what's in it for them. Make a list of every benefit you can deliver. Write down what your customers' main concerns are. Price, performance, reliability, quality, efficiency, availability. Then, state each one of these as a benefit. Here's how to convert features into benefits. Make a list of every feature of your product or service. Now, create a benefit for every feature. Once you've completed your list of benefits, put them in order. Then choose the ones that are really significant to your customers. Stress these in your letter. Showing your customers how they can save time, money, achieve a worthwhile goal, and make their lives better is what sells products and services. Block 5, testimonials. One problem I guarantee you'll run up against is customer skepticism. Now, this is only natural. There are a lot of scams around these days, and customers tend to distrust doing business through the mail. In order to increase your sales volume, you're going to have to overcome this skepticism. One of the best ways to do this is through effective testimonials. The key word here is effective. A poor testimonial is, your accounting software is great. An effective testimonial is, your software lets us do our month-end closing on time for the first time in 3 years, and our books balance to the penny on the very first try. And it's followed by a real name, title, and company. This type of testimonial shows your customers exactly how others like them have benefited from what you have to offer. What if you don't have any testimonials like this? Simple. You write to your customers and ask for them. Most customers will be happy to help you out if you've done a good job for them. Be sure they give you written permission to quote them in your sales literature. Block 6. Make an extraordinary guarantee. This is the other way to overcome customer reluctance due to skepticism. A strong, no-questions-asked guarantee will go a long way to let customers know you're reliable. And if they don't like what they receive, they won't lose anything. A solid guarantee should be at least 90 days. When I see a 10 or 15-day guarantee, it tells me that the company doesn't have much faith in its product or service. One last word about guarantees. You really have very little to lose. Most people won't go to the trouble to return something unless they're absolutely infuriated or feel cheated. And as a smart marketer, you know better than to infuriate or cheat your customers. Block 7. Make an irresistible offer. Here's where you get your customers to buy and buy now. You're going to issue your call to action and give your customers a powerful incentive to take that action. You start by telling them precisely what you want them to do. Write for more information. Fill out a coupon and mail it in. Or pick up the phone and call today. Then you tie this action to a powerful motivator. This can be a discounted price, free shipping, buy two and the third is on us, a free booklet, or any number of other offers. Offers like these push your maybes over the edge. The key to a good offer is that it must be something your customers find of value. Trying to pawn off junk will fail and turn off people who would otherwise buy from you. All offers should have a time limit. This gives your customers the incentive to act now. Without a time limit, your customers may just file your letter away, waiting for the right time to order. The problem is, they often forget about your letter before the right time to order ever comes. Block 8. Boost your sales with a strong PS. A PS is essential for every letter written to get a sale. It's optional for letters written to generate leads. Here's an important fact that can really boost your sales. 80% of all readers will read the PS. In fact, some people read it first. So you want to make sure your PS is strong. Do this by repeating your offer or stressing a major benefit. Take advantage of this built-in opportunity to win extra customers. Using these building blocks, here's the flow you want to achieve with your letter. Make your readers a valuable promise with your headline and needs. Show precisely how you can fill that promise with benefits. Prove it with testimonials and your guarantee.